Hey, Thursday. I have no time. It's 5:15 on the highway, driving to basketball practice. Just came from, had to have cable and internet installed, and met a friend for lunch, talking about a really exciting thing that I'm going to be doing for a week. Speaking of which, you do things daily, weekly, monthly, but when do you do that like big week-long thing? Okay, that's another topic. Then what? Then I had to clean up. Oh, don't forget. Oh yeah, work. I had a naming call for the naming presentation for tomorrow for an hour and a half. Then I had to get on the highway to get to basketball practice. In other words, it's Thursday. I need to create, right? It's Thursday, weekly. Remember the weekly frequency. So I had a bit of an epiphany on Tuesday. That's what I want to talk about today. And thank you very much to David Chislett, friend slash coworker slash partner slash future something or other together. And let's say there's a spectrum of, you have an idea, and then you're, I don't know, making money from it, okay? And in my world, that might be a book, for example. You got an idea for a book, you write a book, and you sell a book, okay? So what I've been focusing on, or rather not focusing on, is the entire freaking spectrum, right? All the way from, I have an idea, might be a bad one, all the way to let's sell that and make money and turn it into your business. That's a huge spectrum. Everywhere from idea creation, well, even before the idea, like do you even have an idea? Thinking it through, is this a good one? Taking action on that idea, formulating the idea, creating, executing, making, so then maybe turning your idea again in my world into a book. Okay, now you got your book. Editing, proofreading, design, marketing, selling, strategy. Are you tired yet? Are you overwhelmed yet? I am. So let's call that 10 steps from beginning of an idea to book for sale online and you're making money. Okay? Now, what David said is, Bradley, I know, you're good at the marketing and the sales and the strategy and all that. After the book is done stuff. And most writers will tell you, well, I should say most successful writers will tell you, they'll say, writing the book is the easy part. And yet, what he says I could slash should focus on, and I happen to agree, is I'm good at helping you break through. I'm good at helping you take that potential tiny little seed of an idea. Letting it sprout, adding the water and the fertilizer and the good stuff, the nutrients to make that thing grow and seeing what happens to it. And who knows? Maybe it's a total bomb, turns into nothing. You wrote a book. It might be the worst book in the world or your worst book in the world. Awesome. But you know what? You did it. You finished it. And then you're at the point where you can decide further. Should I go further with this book? Should I turn this idea into a business? Should I even try to make money with this idea? Oh, yes, fine, go further and do the sales and the marketing and the strategy and all that stuff. Yet, what David is saying is, Bradley, don't do that stuff. There are plenty of people, I know lots of them, out there who are excellent at that stuff, much better than I am. Yet, what am I good at? I'm good at the breakthrough. I'm good at getting you from idea buried in your head to, formulated thing. For example, worst book ever, right? Into a thing, into a place, into a format, into a medium where you can get it out of you onto the page or the recording or the video and it becomes a thing. Then, and only then, can you make all these decisions and choices and directions. Awesome. But what David is saying to me is, Bradley, then your work is done. And I have helped them create something. And for example, with Worst Book Ever, I've helped create their worst book ever. And of course, if you don't know me and know my work, you might think, Bradley, what in the world are you talking about? Why would I want to create a terrible book? Here's why. Because I think, I got to say 90%, probably 92, of the people don't get past that first creation stage. They're still in ideas. Remember 1 to 10? Like 1 is an idea in your head. 10 is, you know, finished book, earning money on some marketplace. I think most people don't get past step 1 or 2. And I want to help you with step, I don't know what that is. I need to make this actual number chart thing. I don't know. What's that? 3, 4, 3. Actually make the thing. So that would be like, write the damn book. And then you're going to say, I want to write a good book, not a bad book. Yeah. How long have you been holding back on that one? How long are you going to work on that perfect book? So sure. By the way, I'm happy to help you with your good book too. Sure. Not a problem. But most people are stuck even before that because they haven't written any book, or they want to haven't worked at singing. They haven't done anything, right? That's what David said I should do. And the crazy part is the feeling I had, like that gut reaction was, oh, wow. It was like relief. It was like weight off my shoulders. You ever get that? When someone says, this is what you should do, or this is what you could do. And you think, oh, wow, that sounds great. And why? Because ideally, you're good at it, and it's easy for you. And you catch that? Often, if you're good at it, it's easy for you. And often, when it's easy for you, you're good at it. Oh, and triple bonus, double whammy, you like it. You like doing it. Maybe you get joy from it, and you help others. Woo-hoo. So there you have it. I feel all those things, by the way, in helping people break through. And why? Because I know once they get past that step 3 or 4, whatever it is, something's going to open up and some exciting stuff is going to come. And it might have nothing to do with that idea or that book or anything. But because they busted down that door, it's going to open up more doors and they're going to see things and experience things and want things and go towards places that they didn't think were possible before that. That's what I enjoy. It's that breakthrough in that early phase, those early stages of creation, of creating. So there you have it. There's my new, what are we? September 30th, I think. Last day was this third quarter of the year? I never pay attention to quarters. Another quarter, all right? There's my focus. So forget sales, forget marketing, forget actually making money. By the way, I think if you do these first steps correctly or properly or well, or it's most in alignment with who you are, what you do, what you're good at, and how you help other people, I think you'll have a better chance at making money. How about that? All right? From the A12, the A12 in the middle of the Nederlanden. I'm Bradley Charbonneau. It is Thursday, and I am creating. Hey, I have probably terrible audio, cars in the background, and I'm not even, I can't even making sure the camera, I can see me right, kind of, but I'm doing it. So remember that when you've got your idea and you want to let it out, how are you going to do that? You need help from me? I'm coming. So David says, Bradley, why aren't you running your Worst Book Ever program anymore? You ran it twice. It was a huge success. People loved it. Why aren't you doing that? Or Spark, the book with the kids. Why aren't you doing those things? I have no comeback to that other than creative addict over here. Oh, I need to create new things. He says, why? Do these awesome things that you're good at and have already succeeded. And he's right. It's Thursday. This is Thursday Thunder and the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. I'll see you next week. I'll be here next week creating like I do every single week. Until then, keep it frosty.